Lekuta Sichas Chelik Tezvav Parsha Vayigash Sicha Beis. I from Pasuk Umiktzei Echav Laka Chamisha Anoshim Vayatzigim Lushem Pari. It talks about Yosef when the brothers came and they came to settle in Mitzrayim. So Yosef presented five of his brothers to Pari. Is Rashi Mefarish? Rashi explains, Min apchusim shebahem legvura. He showed them the ones that he presented to Pari were the least of the strong of his brothers, Shein and Nirim Gibayrim, that didn't appear to be especially strong. Shein Yira Oisim Gibayrim, because if he will see, if Pari would lay eyes on them and he would see that they're mighty people, strong people, Yasa Oisim Anshim Mulchamte, he would want to conscript them into his army to be part of his military strength. So therefore he showed the weaker ones. And Rashi brings two opinions about which of the five of the ten were the weaker ones. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin. First he says one opinion is that it was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin, Oisim, Shalei, Kafel, Moshe, Shmeisam, Ksheberchem, the ones that Moshe did not repeat when he gave them his blessing in the Zeis HaBracha at the end of the Torah. He gave each Shevet a bracha, so some of them he repeated their names, five of them he didn't repeat their names. The ones that he repeated the names were Yehuda, Yosef, Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher. But Yosef doesn't count for this because Yosef was showing them, so obviously he doesn't count. And Yehuda will soon see that he doesn't count for this either, because he certainly was one of the strong ones, so there's no way that he was presenting Yehuda to Pari. So it would be the ones that he did repeat is Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, Asher, in other words the last five of the brothers that were repeated. And the ones that he did not repeat their names in his blessing to them was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin. Avol Shmeis HaGiborim, Rashi continues, but the names of the strong ones, Kefil, he repeated in his blessing when he spoke to each one of them. When Erechen Zayis B'Pratis, and Rashi goes through the names of the ones that he repeated, as I did before, Yehuda, Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, Asher. Zeh Loshon Bereishis Rabba. This is the opinion of Bereishis Rabba, Shia Agadas Eretz Yisrael, which is the teachings of Eretz Yisrael as written in Eretz Yisrael. Avol beGemara Bavlis Shalonu, but in the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, our version of the Gemara, Matzinu Shoisim Shekeful Moshe Shmeisim Meimachaloshim. There we find that the ones that he did repeat their names, those were the weaker ones. In other words, that Zvulun God Don Naphtali Asher were the weaker ones. But Oisim Hebelus Nepari, and those are the ones that he presented to Pari. Umfirt ois, and then he concludes it. Bebraisa de sifri, shaninu bezeis abrocha, and in the braisa of the medrash called sifri, we were taught in the parsha bezeis abrocha kamei b'gemara shalonu, is the version as it is in our gemara, that the ones that Moshe did repeat their names, they are the weaker ones, and those are the ones that he presented to Pari. Is nicht verstandig. So we have to understand about this. Number one, das was Rashi da bringen von Azal wegen des Schwatem, wer von des Schwatem seine gewende Chaloshim wer die Gebäudem, that Rashi wants to bring from the sources which of the Schwatem were the strong ones and which were the weak ones, is moving that we can understand, but von Pshutu Shul Mikra da kemen das nicht wissen, because in the Psukim that we have here, we don't really see which ones were the ones that he presented. So he wants to tell you which ones are the ones that he presented to Pari. But why does Rashi need to give that whole extended explanation? That whole thing, that whether it's the ones that he did repeat or the ones that he didn't repeat, why does he have to tell us all that? Well, befratas Rashi tzeichend on, especially that Rashi gives you sai drei svarim al tzmakir. Rashi gives you three sources where you can look up this thing. He says in the Bavli, in the Bereishis Rabba, and the Sifri. is Reitze Yava V'Yira. And if you want to look up what it is, go look over there. Rashi gives you where to look. But why does Rashi have to go through the entire explanation of whether it is repeated or not repeated? Number two, we have to understand from them was Rashi brings Tzvei Deis Hafchis from Azal. The fact that Rashi brings two opposing opinions, the two opinions are contradictory to each other, the opposite of each other, is muchach, so it's clear, and Rashi brings them both. As in Pshutosh Mikra Da, in the Shtok Ken Achra Tzvishin the Deis. That in the Pshut over here, there's no way, neither of these opinions is a stronger opinion. There's no way to know which one, or at least according to Pshutosh Mikra, of course they're both right, but according to Pshutosh Mikra, there's no way to determine which of the two is closer to Pshutosh Mikra. It says, Norvas in Ershton Pirish, Da, Gevisa Yisrin, Lagabe the Tzveite. It's only that the first one has a certain quality which does, you know, there's something about the first one which lends itself a little more to Pshutosh Mikra, something that is lacking in the second one, and the Ribbe brings it in Frier, and that's why the first one is brought first. It's slightly closer to the Pshutosh Mikra, and the second one is second, but they both fit with Pshutosh Mikra, and there's no way to determine which one is correct within Pshutosh Mikra. Is da if them at say nikatamia. So if that's the case, then there's two questions here. Number one, in bezeis habracha zok Rashi mefurish as chamish shvatim sheberech ba'achreina. There he says that the five shvatim that he gave the bracha at the end, which is zvulun god don aftali ba'asher, which kefil shmeisam, he did repeat their names. The reason that he repeated their names was lechaskam ulagbiram, to strengthen them. And to two expressions of strengthen them, because they were the weaker of the shvatim, and they are the ones that Yosef presented to Parai. Shenemer, as the pasuk says in our parsha, that from his brothers he took five of them. So that's referring to the ones zvulun, the ones that he did repeat their names. Thus haste. As in Pshutosh Mikra, according to this Rashi in V'zayis HaBracha, Rashi seems to accept there that the simple understanding of the Psukim is V'bal D'Zokta Stam, and that is Pshutosh Mikra, because Rashi doesn't say, he says it straight without any caveat. As the Bavarnish on the Bavarnish Durchzogn Rabbi Seinu Dorshu, if Rashi finds something that he doesn't have a clear-cut understanding from Pshutosh Mikra, so he says the Rabbi Seinu Darshu as a drasha, in other words as a medrash, we sometimes need to lean on the medrash in order to understand Pshutosh Mikra. But he doesn't say anything like that here. He says it straight, meaning to say that he considers this to be the simple Pshutosh Mikra. Is a dart machriya, so over there in the Zayis HaBracha he decides on Vida Tzveita Deya, according to the second shot that he gives here, which leaves the problem, because here he makes that as the second shot. In other words, that the first shot is a better shot, closer to Pshutosh Mikra, and over there he only says the second shot. In other words, he considers that to be the dominant of the two pshatim, and he says only that one. So that's of course somewhat contradictory to the way it is here. A second thing we have to understand, in Parsha Matas Udvarim, both in Parsha Matas Udvarim, where it talks about that Shevet Menashe and Shevet God will be marching ahead, Shevet Reuven and Shevet God, he talks to Shevet God actually. Yeah, this was said to Shevet God. A Shevet God is given Tzvishn Divas Geboirim Hayu. Over there, it seems that they were. He says that they were from the more mighty warriors. Divos Geboirim Hayu Fakert V'Ezoktem V'Zeis HaBracha, which goes against what he said in V'Zeis HaBracha, as God is given from the Chaloshim. In V'Zeis HaBracha, he says that God is in the list of the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu did repeat, and they are the weaker ones, and Moshe had to strengthen them. In Dvarim and Matis, where he talks about they will march at the head of the army to go over to the other side of the Jordan in order to help the Jews conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then they'll be able to go back and take their land in Eiver HaYarden on the other side of the Jordan. So there Rashi goes clearly with the opinion that God was from the stronger Shvatim, and yet in V'zayis HaBracha he goes with the opinion that God was from the weaker Shvatim. And should you want to answer the following answer, as in Yed and Fal Bazunder, as Rashi Mefarish Loitvir as Muchrichim Shudash Mikla Alasar, that in each case Rashi explains it in the way that from this particular subject in this area of the Torah it seems more this way, and you know over there it seems this way, in our parsha it seems one way, in Matas Amasi it's in V'zayis HaBracha it seems another way, in Dvarim it seems in the way it seems there, and he explains each one in the way it comes out in that place. When in Parsha Matas Dvarim is al pipshut shel mikra muchach hashevet God is given from the Gibeirim, and since in Parsha Matas Dvarim it clearly comes out that God was from the mighty warriors, on im zeis habracha muzma zagna hashevet God is given zwischen the fim shvatim chaloshim, whereas in the zeis habracha one has to say that they were amongst the weaker ones, as will be explained later. Unim shudash omikah de parsha seinu, whereas in our parsha is in shtok enechocha machriya. There's no way to see; it could be either way according to in the context of our parsha. So in each place, Rashi explains it according to the context of that parsha. But you can't say that because varim vigaret kam upon him, because as mentioned a number of times, as is a dover amuvam elov, that it's a self-evident thing. This is obvious, as is kenish zayin as the pirush al pipshutus al mikra in einort. So zayin bestirit zum pirush al pipshutus al mikra at zveitnort. You can't say that the simple meaning of the psukim in one place in the Torah should contradict the meaning of the psukim in another place. You can't say that the Torah itself contradicts itself. That can't be. So that can't be the answer. Base. The Bir ben Gei the Shinei Anal from Pirush Rashi Da und sein Pirush in Parsha Matzot Dvarim. We can address the explanation of why Rashi over here gives two pshatim, whereas in Parsha Matzot Dvarim he goes with the opinion that God was from the mighty warriors. Can be explained in this way. Das was mir gefind as in ein Ort bringt Rashi zwei Pirush. This idea that in one place Rashi will bring two explanations about a certain subject, when in a tzveitin pasuk is a mefarish nor leitein pirush, whereas in another pasuk on the same subject he only explains it according to one explanation, and the question is why over there does he explain two and over here only one? Ken azayin slip tzveisibis. There could be two reasons why Rashi in one place gives two explanations, one place he gives only one. Explanation number one is beruba deruba. In most cases, leuten gebrachten pirush is farana schwerekeit. That according to the explanation that he is bringing here, there is a certain complication, there is a certain difficulty that we have to understand. In zweiten pasuk bavaron does Rashi be pirushay. So therefore, Rashi explains the second one, the one that is the difficult one. That's the one he explains. That's the one he quotes, and he explains. Whereas according to the other explanation that he had given at some other place, which he doesn't quote in this pasuk, is the pasuk moving bepashtus, because according to that explanation everything in this pasuk flows smoothly and there's no reason for Rashi to explain anything, because if you know the second explanation you will have no difficulty with the pasuk at all, and there's no reason for Rashi to say anything about the second explanation. As fader tzich nish kein bavarnish, there's nothing that Rashi needs to deal with according to the second explanation, and therefore he doesn't bring the second explanation. Everything is fine and well and dandy according to the second explanation. A second reason why Rashi explains two explanations of one pasuk and only one in the other one, Sibahavchis, which is the exact opposite reason. Val b'malkim zeh is im pshutus l'mikra mashma leidim gebrachten pirush. The reason is because in this second place, where he's only explaining one of the explanations, is because the simple meaning of the pasuk seems to lend itself more to that one explanation. aber es ist nicht muchrig. But of course, it's not absolute that it has to be only according to the one explanation, because then how could it contradict the earlier explanation where he had to give two explanations, and we just said that there can be two opposite conclusions from Pshuto Shel Mikra. So it lends itself more to the one explanation that Rashi quotes in the second in this second place, but it's not the only way that he can look at it. And you could also apply the other explanation here too, but Rashi doesn't want to because it lends itself more to the first one. So those are two ways that you could explain why Rashi explains two explanations in one place and only one in the other. And the same is true in our case, according to the second approach. The parsha seinu is takenish muchrach ver ezayni given the chaloshim averdi geboirim. In our parsha vayigash, there's no way to see who were the strong ones, who were the weak ones. Aber in parsha matas advarim is mashma as bnei god zayni given geboir. But over there in parsha matas, as we said, from there it seems from the psukim that the bnei god were the strong ones. Because if they were not the strong ones, they wouldn't have made an offer that we will march at the head of the army when the Yidden go to conquer Eretz Yisrael. What kind of an offer is that from somebody who isn't up to the task? So obviously they were up to the task. And if they were not up to the task, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have accepted that kind of a suggestion. And then to go ahead and tell them and command them, and he gives them, he encourages them, Chalutzim Tavru Lefnei Achechem Bnei Yisrael, you will march at the head of the army. He wouldn't say that to a shevet that wasn't of the stronger shvatim. So therefore, from there, it seems more likely that they were from the stronger group. And the Rebbe, explains a possible explanation which he rejects. And b'meila, and as follows: in b'meila, Kevin is zogin adosus Rashi is mefarish b'parsha matzus dvarim as bnei gods and given geboirim is a slim dem b'shpeta kefil moshe shmoisim in zayin bracha. And you can say a possible explanation that one might want to offer to this issue would be that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu addressed them as the strong ones because later in his bracha, before he passed away, before the Yidden crossed over to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu doubled, he repeated their names. So therefore, by repeating their names, he added strength to them. And therefore, when they crossed over the Yarden to go to war for the Jewish people, they were strong because Moshe Rabbeinu had given them his bracha, and therefore now they were strong. And maybe that's the basis of why Moshe Rabbeinu accepted their offer and why they gave their offer. Can't say that Ubafratas diraya from Rashi as Giburim Hayu, especially that Rashi brings his proof that they were the mighty ones, is Nishnor from Pasuva Cholutz Oyver Lufneim. Later in Vashtet in Yeshua, it's Rashi brings one proof from the fact that in Yeshua it says, and the Hacholutz, the advance guard over Lefneim went and at the front, and it's talking about Bnei God. So in Yeshua they were already the advance guard, they were the mighty ones because they got the bracha from Moshe. But Rashi doesn't bring the raya only from there. In Mzman was is noch birches Moshe, that this took place after the blessing of Moshe, nor the psukim in Parsha Matas Zedvarim Gufa, because he brings his proof from these psukim in Parsha Matas, which was before Father Birches Moshe, that took place before the bracha of Moshe. So therefore, you can't give the answer that they became mighty because Moshe Rabbeinu repeated their names, and of course, now at that time when they crossed over, they were mighty. So that can't be the answer to this problem, because Moshe wouldn't have accepted their offer had they not already been in a position to do it. When it says Nishkan Stirit zum Zweiten Pirush in Rashi b'Parsha Seinu, and even though we take the position, Rashi takes the position over there that the B'nai God were from the strong ones, which means that the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu did repeat, those are the ones that were the strong ones. So that contradicts what the Rashi seems to accept as the dominant pirush explanation in our parsha, which is that it was the ones that he didn't repeat that were the strong ones. As God is given from the chalashim, in our parsha it seems that God was from the weak ones. So what, it's not a contradiction. But loydem pirush kemen zogim bepashtas as God ben Yaakov is taki given from the chalashim, because you could answer it in this way: God Himself, the son of Yaakov, he was from the weaker ones. But then his descendants, Anshei Shevet God, the people of the Shevet, of the tribe of God, 250 years later, Shevet God turned into a mighty warrior Shevet. The people, the Shevet God that went into Eretz Yisrael, they were already a mighty Shevet. Ubefrat, and especially as we know, as the Shvatim Mamzach Mischatn Given Einim the Andere, that the people of the different tribes intermarried into each other. So it's quite possible, as B'nai God Mamzach Mischatn Given Mid B'nai Shvatim Agibayrim, that the daughters of God, the girls of Shevet God, married, or actually the sons of Shevet God married into daughters, women from other Shvatim, which were from the strong Shvatim, and that their children, they got their strength from the woman's side, from the mother's side, and therefore they eventually turned into a mighty warrior Shevet. So over here, when we're talking about in the time of Yosef, when God Himself had to be presented to Parai, God was from the weaker ones. 250 years later, when the Shevet God had to cross into Israel, they were from the mighty ones. Quite, you know, you can explain it that way. And therefore, there's no contradiction between the way Rashi explains it here, that God was from the weaker ones, and the way he explains it in Matas and Devarim, that they were from the stronger ones. As bleibt aber nicht moven, however, we still remain with the question: was is the mashmos in the zeis abrocha adivus kefil shmeisim zani geben chaloshim? Why does Rashi go with the approach in when he explains it in the zeis abrocha that the ones that he repeated their names were the weaker ones? Vida tzveita pirush in Rashi b'parsha seina, which is the second explanation of Rashi here in Vayigash. And if that's the simpler explanation of Pshuta Shel Mikra over there in Zeisa Brocha, but was bring this Rashi in his Papasha Seinu, Pirush Arishon Beikri, then why doesn't Rashi make that into the more important pshat, the first pshat in our parsha in Vayigash? So that still needs to be understood. We've explained how Rashi explains it here in Vayigash as opposed to the way he explains about God in Matas and Dvarim. That seems to make sense, but why does he make in our parsha, he makes one way the dominant pirush, that God was from the weaker ones? He makes over here the pirush, and over there in Vezei Sabrocha he seems to reverse it, and he makes that into the simple pshat, and he doesn't even explain the second pshat. We also have to understand Favos Rashi beparsha seinu. Rashi in this parsha, number one, Ma'irich and Zayn Pirush, he says a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on. Number two, Beloshim Bilti Ragul Klalba Pirush Rashi. He speaks in a way that is very uncommon in the way Rashi normally speaks. Number one, Eres Ma'isiv Zeu Loshim Bereshis Rabashi Agadus Eretz Yisrael. He says, this is the teaching in Eretz Yisrael. That's very uncommon. Rashi doesn't tell us where Bereshis Rabbah was taught. Number two, the Loshim Gemara Bavlis, he says, and this is from the Gemara Bavlis. Usually when he quotes the Gemara, he just says the Gemara. And the third thing is Bebraisa de Sifri Shaninu Bezaisa Brocha Kamesh Gemara Sholonu. And in the Braisa of Sifri, we were taught in the Parsha Bezaisa Brocha, if you want to know where the Sifri is, it's in Zaisa Brocha. Over there, it's like our Gemara. So that also was very uncommon language in Rashi. First of all, Why do we have to know that the Braisa of Sifri agrees with the Gemara? He already gave two sources for it. Why does he need the third one, which agrees with one of the previous sources? Number two, Vasa Dadig Bebraisa, the Sifri. Why does he tell us that it's in a Braisa of Sifri? Why doesn't he just say in the Sifri? And number three, Lomainaf Geminitzi, the Braisa is in the Sifri, is in the Zaisa Bracha, and in Ananda Parsha. Why does he tell us, after telling us that it's in a Braisa in Sifri, he tells us also that it's in the Zaisa Bracha? What's the difference where in Sifri? It doesn't usually tell us where in Bereshis Rabbah, or where in the Gemara, or where in Sifri. Here suddenly it tells us in the Parsha of the Zaisa Bracha. So though these are some of the details of Rashi that needs to be understood also, in addition to the general thrust of which one is the more simple pshat, is it that the ones that their names were doubled were the weaker ones, or the ones that their names were not repeated, they are the weaker ones? The Bir B'chol Zeh, so the explanation of all this. B'shas Melen the Pasuk Miktzei Echav Loka Hamisha Anoshim. When the Pasuk tells us, and from his brothers, he took five of them. The Torah doesn't say which five he took. He just says there were five. Is mistaber zu sagen, als er gezu beteure, wären die fünf Schwatten ausgeteilt von den anderen. Since the Torah here doesn't tell us which five, so we must say, since the Torah doesn't come to tell us, the Torah doesn't come to cloud an issue. The Torah comes to illuminate. So if he tells us there were five, it must be that somewhere we could know who those five were. Otherwise, why did he tell us that there were five? He doesn't tell us which five. What do we need to know this information for if there's no way to know who they were anyway? So there must be that there is a way to know who they were. So somewhere in the Torah, there must be this grouping of the five Shvatim that we could find if we look for them. The Rebbe brings Rashi the Arichus from Chazal. That's why Rashi brings this whole explanation of Chazal Ados is verstandig from Birchas Moshe, that we could know the answer to that from the blessing of Moshe that he gave to the Shvatim. But by a chelik from the Shvatim kofel Shmoisim, because by some of the Shvatim he did repeat their names in the bracha, and by a chelik loy kofel Shmoisim, by some of them he didn't repeat their names. Thus is der einziger Ort, wo man gefinde, as Teire teilt aus fünf Schwarten Basunder. And that's the only place in Teire. That's a place, and the only place in Teire, where we find that the Schwarten were grouped into two groups. There was a group of five, and another group. Leute zwei Fane von der zwei Perushim, but of course, we're not yet sure which group of five. There are two ways to look at these, at the five. Let me just explain how there is two ways to look at the five. The ones that he did not repeat are Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin. That's five. Then the ones that he did repeat are Yehuda, Yosef, Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, Asher, which is actually seven. But Yosef has to be taken out of this count because he was presenting his brothers, not himself. So he doesn't count for that group. And then Yehuda is also certainly, as Rashi says, we'll get to it later, that Yehuda was certainly not one of the weaker ones. So Yehuda doesn't go into this group. He certainly can't be counted as one of the weaker ones. So all we're left is the final five, Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher. So there are two ways to look at which five he presented, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin, or Zvulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, and Asher. Those are the two groupings of five, but either way there's five, and we have to know which five we're talking about. Leider gisa, on the other hand, hagam as da teich the Torah nicht ois. There is any given the chamish chaloshim. Even though the Torah here doesn't tell us which one of were the five weak ones, from them above us mehad gelernt bizaher. But from the Torah, from the psukim that we already studied up until this point, kemin yevis and bepshutus al mikra vegn the gevura and chalishus and enik for the shvatim. There is a way to know about some of them, whether they were strong or they were weak. We could see it in the Psukim. Namely, learning the Parsha from Shechem, when we study the story of Shechem, Leitzach b'Parsha Shimon and Levi Zengeben Geberim, the simple understanding would be that Shimon and Levi were mighty, were strong people. Die beide allein haben ausgeheiratet alle Männer von der Stadt. Two people, Shimon and Levi, killed all the men in the whole city of Shechem. Wer der Ribbe schwer, der erste Pirush, als Eisem Schleikofel Schmeissem, seine der Chalashim. So then it becomes a little bit difficult to say that the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu did not repeat, which include Shimon and Levi, they were the weak ones. Shimon and Levi seemed to be the strong ones. So therefore, because of this problem, the Ribbe bringt Rashi den Pirush, Eisem Schleikofel Moshe Schmeissem, seine Zeh der Chalashim. That's why Rashi brings the pshat that the ones that Moshe did repeat, they are the weak ones, in order to leave out Shimon and Levi. So therefore Shimon and Levi are left in the other group, and they are the strong ones. But then Rashi has to take note and explain that if so, Yehuda comes out in the other group, and he certainly can't be considered a weak one. So he says, "V'Yehuda shehuchbav shmoi loyhuchbav mishum chalishus." Rashi tells us that the reason that Yehuda was repeated is not because he was weak and he needed to be strengthened. Elatam yesh b'dova, but the Gemara gives another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu also repeated Yehuda's name for a different reason, not because he's weak. So therefore, that explains why Yehuda is in the group where Moshe did repeat. But Ramdas is borer from the Me'oris from Yaakov, because it's clear about Yehuda. There's no question about Yehuda when you look at the stories of what happened the son, with the Shvatim, Vasmahad Gelen Friya, which has already been learned before Vayigash, as Yehuda is given Sishin the Gebeirim. There's no question that Yehuda was from the strong ones. Unochmer, not only was he of the strong ones, not the Gibish of the Shvatim, he was the strongest of all the Shvatim, the Melech of the Shvatim, the king of all the Shvatim. Hat sich eingestellt, how do we know that? Because hat sich eingestellt vor Binyamin, and when it came to time to protect Binyamin in front of Yosef, he's the one that stepped forward. Hat sich gegengestellt Yosef in Mishnah Lamelech, he stood up against Yosef, who was the king, the second in the viceroy of Mitzrayim, and he was the one that stood there. So in other words, clearly Yehuda was from the Psukim, as we understand them, clearly Yehuda was from the strong ones. So therefore Rashi explains that even though I'm going with the opinion that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin were from the strong ones, the reason that Yehuda is on the other grouping, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu did repeat, is for a different reason, not because he was from the weak ones. However, es ist aber euch schwer leiten zweiten Pirush, but the second explanation is also difficult, as Binyamin is given zwischen den Gebäuden, because that leaves Binyamin in the group of the strong ones. When if you look at the simple psukim, it also seems that Binyamin was from the weaker ones, not from the stronger ones. Why? As given from the Ingster, first of all, he was from the youngest of the Shvatim at the time. That, in other words, that he was still young in comparison to the other ones, which were more mature and developed and so on. That ungerufen yelet skunim katan. The Torah refers to him as a young child that was born late in life, a small, he refers to him as small. Yaakov Avinu ba'em miyuchad meiregahat, and Yaakov Avinu was especially afraid for Binyamin to send him to Mitzrayim. Pen yikra'enu osain, I don't want anything to happen to him. In other words, that he was afraid that something could happen to Binyamin, whereas the other ones were able to deal with the big trip to Mitzrayim. And somewhat we hear this in the words that Yehuda said to Yosef. He said, why do you want him? I'll stay and be your slave. I'm stronger than him. I'm better than him. I can do everything better than him. So in other words, it seems Yehuda was saying that Binyamin is lesser capable than I am. In other words, we see that from there too, that Binyamin was considered from the weaker ones. So therefore, even though Rashi starts with the pshat that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin were the weaker ones, he also wants to give you the second shot in which Shimon and Levi are the strong ones. But in the second shot, there's a problem because Binyamin is in that list, and Binyamin seems to be from the weaker ones. So how does he fit into the list of the stronger ones? So that's a problem with the second shot. Von deswegen is the erste Pirush, the Pirush Ikri. Still, he considers the first one to be the main explanation. For him, Leuten, Zweiten, Pirush, because according to the second one, that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin were the strong ones. Is hein emes adosos yudizim klal fundivas kefil Moshe shmeisim. So although it's true that Yehuda was included in the ones that Moshe did repeat the names, is es tzilibat zveitin tam nishmitzad mishum chalishus. Of course, it's not because Yehuda, it's for a different reason, not because Yehuda is from the weak ones. Ubemeila bleibt atzolv chamishus shvatim, and therefore we're left as a list. If we take off Yehuda and Yosef, we're left with Zvulun, God, Don, Naphtali, Asher, and they are the group of five. And Befrat Leida Adgoshev and Rashi and Vezei Sabrocha Chamish Shvat Meshuveir Bachreina, especially that Rashi actually mentions that group of five in Vezei Sabrocha, because he leaves out Yehuda and Yosef and he just says the last five that Moshe repeated. With their names, which is Zvulun, God, Don, Naphtali, Asher, and they're actually named as a group of five by Rashi. That he says that they were the ones that repeated by Moshe in order to give them strength. In other words, that they were the weaker ones. But since the original group of the ones that Moshe did repeat is really a group of seven. But then we have to eliminate Yehuda because it's not for weakness, and you eliminate Yosef because in this context he doesn't fit in because he was the one that was sending them. So therefore we're left with five, but there isn't a clear distinct group of five. Whereas on the other side, it's five, it's a group of five. And since we're trying to find the group of five that the Torah is naming here, is alluding to, so therefore, to say that it's the seven that were repeated by Moshe minus the two, and that's the five, and that's how you get to your five, is not as comfortable, doesn't work as well in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, that this is the group of five. And therefore, in the first pshat, where Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin are the group of five, that fits well with Chamisha Me'echav, that it was five of his brothers, a group of five, which are distinct over there in Parsha Vezeisa Bracha. Hayesa Sof Sof is Eich Yehuda's Namen Huchbul Gibaron, since in the end Yehuda's name was also repeated. Und the far is der Esh the Pirush Memestaber, and therefore the first one is more likely. Hayesa Divas Leikovel Shmeisim Zanin Oizgetel B'Misva Chamisha B'Diyak, because the ones that Moshe did not repeat are actually a group of five, a distinct group of five. Whereas the other group is really a group of seven minus two and so on, so it's not, Rashi doesn't like that as the main pshat, and he goes with the first pshat that the Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin were the group of five. When the Oibn de Monte Schwerigkeit was lefi pirush arishon seine Shimon v'Levi zwischen de chaloshim kemafaremferen, but we have the problem that if we go with the first pshat, then what are Shimon and Levi doing there? They're the weaker ones. So we can explain that as Enoch and Amis is any given chaloshim, that they were in fact from the weaker ones, and thus was Vayaharga kol zocher beschamer beschem, the fact that they were able to kill every single man in the city is thus nishgiben machmazei gvura, was not so much out of their strength, nor as had dog gevig thus was they haben gefilt of sich als the elste, the reason that they put in such effort and they went ahead and they did it. And they were charged by that, energized by the fact that they were the oldest. The achrayus von akomer nemefar kizeni yacha yaosa achaseinu, and they felt the responsibility to take revenge for what they did to Dina. The baldas Reuven that's nish getam, because Reuven wasn't doing it, so therefore they're the next in line, and they were energized by that feeling of responsibility. And especially along with the fact that the people of Shechem were also in bed, sick in bed from the bris that they had. And they had another adrenaline. They had adrenaline and energy from the fact that they were incensed. They were angered. They had such fierce anger about what happened, as Yaakov said to them. So therefore, these three things together, they have the responsibility as the oldest, they weakened the enemy, and they were also very, very angry about the situation, therefore, they were able to do it, and it wasn't so much because of their strength. they were from the weaker ones.
Vav. In Vezeis HaBracha, however, in the Parsha Vezeis HaBracha, is from Parsha Saksu V'mashma Adivos Kofol Shmoisom.
From there it seems that the ones that the names were repeated, Zainin Estichaloshim, they are the weaker ones. And Ishvaked, not the opposite, that they are the stronger ones. And to understand this, we have to first introduce why. What is the difference between these two? What is the reason that there's some that say that it was the repetition of the name is the weaker ones, and some that it's the stronger ones? To Kefil Shmeisim is Mitzadzei Chalisha, Sadim Mitzadzei Gevura, whether the repetition of the name is because of their weakness or because of their strength. If we say that it's the weaker ones, the ones that he repeated their names, is the Tama Kefil Slip Toises Bracha. So then the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu repeated their names in his Bracha is in order to give them an additional measure of Bracha. Virashi Zogdart, as Rashi himself says, they're Lachaska Mulagbiram, to strengthen them. Because of their weakened state, they needed an additional measure of bracha, repeating their name. However, when we say that the ones that were their names were repeated are because they're the stronger ones, is the pirush in them, what it means is zayin the gebeirim, because they were the stronger ones. How to say gegeb ma bazundach shivus? They were strong, so they were sort of on a more well-known status. Which was expressed that their name was repeated because of their importance, because they were dominant in that way. So therefore their name was repeated to show their importance. Their names were more recognized because of their strength. Similar to what we say, what Hashem said to Avram, that your name will become great. In other words, that their chshivos brings a more recognized name. So their name was more recognized, and therefore it was repeated. Al derech pirush Rashi, similarly to what Rashi himself says, Avram, Avram, that when Hashem repeated the name Avram, when he called him, Loshen Chibahu, Shekevel Hashmai. So Rashi says it was an expression of he was dear to Hashem, of love, that he repeats his name. But Rashi brings Nishkena Hasboros al zeh, and Rashi doesn't have to bring any explanation why it is that when you're more beloved, your name is repeated. There's no need to explain that. Mitzat Pshita Sadabar, it's something which is self-understood. So that's the reason why, you know, that's the difference in looking at it, if the repetition of the name was because of their weakness or because of their strength. The chiluk tzvishin di zei b'shaychat sabirchas meisha gufa. The difference between these two pshatim in regard within the context, as understood within the context of the bracha of meisha. Leuten pirush has the kefal Hashem is chachaloshim, according to the one that says that the repetition of the name was the weaker ones, is tzuliba teisus bracha, it was repeated in order to give them additional bracha, is muvan adosas Moshe Rabbeinu at kefal gven zeir shemes, is a chelik behemshuch from the bracha. So we understand that Moshe repeating their name in the bracha was a part of the bracha. It's part and parcel of the bracha to repeat the name, to give them an additional measure of bracha. But according to the explanation that there was the strong ones that he repeated their name, is the kefal Hashem nishachelik from birchas Moshe. Then the repetition of the name has nothing; it's not part of the bracha that Moshe is giving. The name of the gebeirim verenish ibigachazet durch Moshe loshen teisus bracha. The names of the strong ones are not repeated by Moshe as an additional bracha, nor the monendig zeir nemen in the Torah, but rather what it is because when the Torah mentions their name, is as a kefal madgish, so therefore he repeats the name and emphasizes the name, meretzalib zeir pirsum shmoyach lafana, more as this is a well-known person, this was a person that was outstanding because of his strength and so on. So it wasn't part of Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha, it was part of their name is mentioned in the Torah, so the Torah repeats their name again. to make it more well known, more emphasized.
Well, Pisa is moving, so based on this we can understand as learning Nigba Pashtas the Psukim in the Zeis HaBracha, that when you learn these Psukim in a simple way in the Zeis HaBracha,
and befrat the Psukim v'sreid mamish in Birchas Moshe, certainly those Psukim which are actually articulating the Brachas that Moshe was giving,
is mer mestaber as yeder word v'shteit by the Brachas from the Shvatim is a chelik from Birchas Moshe.
It would be more logical to say that the words that Moshe Rabbeinu used in his bracha are all part of his bracha.
When the Rebbe learned Dart Rashi, therefore in Vezeis HaBracha Rashi goes with the approach, as does Zayin Gevendi Chaloshim, that the names that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated are the weaker ones.
And that the repetition of the name was needed in order to add strength to them.
In other words, that it was a part of the bracha.
And in you from bracha, because according to this, the repetition of the name is part of the bracha.
But if you go with the other pshat, so then you're taking it out of the context of the bracha. The repetition of the name is removed from the context of the bracha. And therefore, the simpler reading of the psukim is that it is part of the bracha, and therefore it must have been the weaker ones, and that's why that's the pshat that Rashi gives over there.
But of course, that doesn't eliminate the other opinion, as we see that Rashi over here in Vayigash gives both of them. He gives both pshatim, because one either pshat can work, but over there that one works better.
This will also explain why Rashi adds these interesting definitions of these different pshatim. One is Agadas Eretz Yisrael, Avol B'Gemara B'Bavli Shalonu, and then he describes the other one as being described in the Gemara of Bavel. Because this expresses the names where they were said, these pshatim, expresses a certain element about the pshat and why the difference in pshatim, why there are two different approaches to whether they were stronger or weaker.
The Unterschied zwischen der Limud in Eretz Yisrael Talmud Yerushalmi and the Limud Talmud Bavli,
we know that the difference between the style of learning in Yerushalmi in Eretz Yisrael and the style of learning in Bavli is that the Seder Alamid in Eretz Yisrael is b'teichen b'signan kotzer. The whole Yerushalmi is written in Eretz Yisrael. They learned in a much shorter, briefer way. They went straight to the point.
Nishmit kainarichus ashakla v'tariya.
It's in the Talmud Yerushalmi. You don't have that elaborate discussion of the different opinions and different approaches.
Both in the subject matter that they discuss is discussed briefly,
and also the language that is used is a much more concise language.
As the Gemara itself says, "Hai Tana Yerushalmihu,"
that this Tana that they were discussing is from Yerushalayim,
the Tana Lishna Klila that speaks in a much more concise style.
Mashen can say that Alimud in Bavli, whereas in Bavli, in the Gemara, Bavli is mitan adichas sai in the Mshaka Vataria, betoichen einyonim.
Over there, it's much more elaborate and discussed at much more length, both in the subject matter, the questions and answers, and the different approaches and rejecting certain approaches, but mentioning them. And that's one way in which it's much more elaborate. And say in the Signa Balash, and also the language that is used is a much more well explained and thoroughly explained.
When the mit is moving, was Breishis Rabbi Shiagoda says it's thrown nemt on the shita as Bashasis is da breeder to learn in Kefil Hashem is a Chaloshim.
So therefore, when looking at it in Eretz Yisrael, when they approached it,
so they have the option to say that the repetition of the names was the weaker ones, as Moshe Rabbeinu had Meider given b'lishoynoi,
which means that Moshe Rabbeinu, when his bracha to the Shvatim was spoke elaborately, he mentioned the name twice. the midvas kavosh meisam by repeating their names. Tzliba bracha, in order to give them a greater bracha. Varma bracha betfila kemen zogen umegifin toich bekitzel loshen. We know that a bracha can be said, and in fact we find examples of this, can be said more briefly. You don't have to elaborate in a bracha. So if they were to say that it's the that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the names of the weaker ones, that means that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke more elaborately in his bracha. Or you have the other option, or the learning kefil Hashem is a kefil Hashem is a gebarim, or the other approach that the ones that he repeated were the names of the stronger ones, which means as Moshe Rabbeinu makatzig evem belushenai, which means Moshe Rabbeinu he spoke short, briefly. He didn't repeat the names of the shvatim that their names are repeated in the Torah, but it wasn't Moshe that repeated them. Because the repetition of the names is not the words that Moshe Rabbeinu used to repeat their names. It's the Torah that is emphasizing their names for other reasons, because they're well known, so therefore their name is mentioned more twice. As Torah mitzadzei gvura ishmam ha'ilach lefneim is something that the Torah decided to repeat their names because their name was well known and so therefore is repeated. So Moshe Rabbeinu spoke their names only once. He spoke briefly in the style of Eretz Yisroel. Dafman onem, and as Moshe Rabbeinu had gizdog the bracha of loshen tzara, so therefore according to this approach we could say that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the bracha briefly. On the chaloshim zayin oisim shalei kafel Moshe shmeisim, and that the weak ones are the ones that he didn't repeat their name, but the names of the strong ones are the ones that are repeated, not that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it, but that the Torah repeats their name because of their status. So that would be the preference of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Their style is to speak briefly, so they would go with a shita that Moshe Rabbeinu also spoke briefly in his bracha. Aval Gemara Bavlis Shalonu, but in the Gemara Bavlis, our Gemara, which is Bavlis, Leiten Derech Halimut from Bavel, and according to the style of learning in Bavel, as Tzulib Taisis Hasbara, that in order to explain something more thoroughly is in Teichna Inyan Dav Zayin the Seidef Nariches Besignan of Beloshin, one has to use a more elaborate explanation and words, more elaborate style of speaking. Daf Men Onem and As Kafel Moshe Shmeisam. So therefore, when they look at it, the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the names is given L'Shem Teisus Bracha to the Shvatim Chaloshim, was a sign of adding to the bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to add to the bracha. It doesn't matter that he's going to repeat their names. To add to the bracha, it's worth it to use a longer, more elaborate language. As Moshe Rabbeinu at Meidel Gevim Beloshim Berchosam, Kedei Lachaskum Alag Biram, that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated their names. It's true, he used more elaborate language, but it was for a good purpose in order to give them more strength. When Agam is Menken Oiftan Oich Durch HaBracha Ot Filik Tzara, and although it's true that one can give a good bracha even when you speak shortly, but since if you repeat their names and if you use a more elaborate language, kumtzu in the Taisus Chizuk V'Hadgasha, it will add to the strengthening them and so on. Therefore, we accept, according to the style of Bavli, that this is what Moshe did. He spoke their name again in order to give them a stronger bracha. So Rashi brings those two interesting ways of describing who says what in order to explain why they say what they say. It lends to understanding why they have a different approach, a different opinion about whether it was the short, or in other words, the bracha of Moshe, or it was to it was the Torah mentioning their name again. Al Pisa is euch moven was Rashi is meisif u bebreise des Sifri shoninu ba bezeis habracha kamei vigemar shulanu. This explains also why Rashi then goes on to say that in the breise of Sifri it was taught in the parsha zeis habracha like in our Gemara. Why does he say it? From Kol Anal Kum Tois, from everything that we just explained, it comes out as in Yedn von de Zwei Pirushim is da Zwei indike Yisrin Lagabe dem Zweiten Pirush. That in each one of the Pshatim, whether it's the strong ones or the weak ones, there's two reasons why one Pshat is better than the other, and then why the other Pshat is better than the first one. First of all, Mitzat Pashta Saksuvim Da, because of the way it reads in the Psukim, what do the Psukim say about it? That's one reason why one Pshat would be better than the other. And the second thing is Mitzadim Inyu von Kefil Shmeisam. The other one is about the repetition of the name. So let's look at it. The Maila Kfula Inim Eshten Pirish. What is this double? Why is the first Pshat better from both perspectives, from these two points? Number one, Vasofiyah Muvim from Shudish Mikra Da. According to what we understand from the Psukim over here in Parshava Yigash, is Binyamin Givem from the Chaloshim and Yehuda from the Gebeirim. Binyamin was from the weak ones, and Yehuda was from the strong ones. So therefore, it lends itself less to say that the ones that he didn't repeat, which include Binyamin, were the stronger ones, and the ones that he did repeat, which includes Yehuda, was the weaker ones. The second point, b'shas the teira teilt ois amiktsas amiktsay achiv. When the Torah says the five people, makes it as a group of five, and it doesn't say who they were, obviously it means the five weaker brothers. Since Moshe did not repeat their names, is da agenoyer misper from the chamisha anoshim shvatim kenal. Since if you learn that the weaker ones are the ones that were not repeated by Moshe, so then you have a complete group of five. Whereas, as we said before, if you go with the other approach, that the ones that he did repeat are the weaker ones, then you have a list of seven. And those seven, you have to go and pick and choose, eliminate two. So it lends itself more to the complete number of five, a group of five, which is mentioned in the ones that were not repeated, so they must be the weaker ones. That's why it lends itself more to that way. So there are two reasons why the first pshat is better in that sense. Now let's look at the other pshat, the Yisrin Kafel von Zweiten Pirush. Now let's look at the second pshat and why that pshat is better in both of these ways. On the one hand, this is moving the pshutas from Mikra Zayin Shimon Balevi from the Gebeirim. If you look at the simple story, it seems that Shimon and Levi were from the strong ones, and ish from the Chaloshim, not from the weaker ones, even though it could be explained, as we said before. And therefore, to say that the ones that he didn't repeat are the weaker ones leaves Shimon Balevi as if they were a weaker one. Therefore, the other, it makes more sense that they were part of the group of the stronger ones. The second point is Mer Mestaber Hazachpolos Hashem is Abrocha. In Abrocha is an Inyivas Hata Keshet to the Etzem Abrocha. It makes more sense to say, or it's smoother to say, that repeating a name in Abrocha is a part of the Bracha. It is part and parcel of the Bracha. So therefore, repeating the names of the weaker ones seems to make more sense in that context as well. B'shvil l'chaskem, in order to strengthen them, b'tzuzogn, it goes smoother than to say, b'tzuzogn, as the mitzvah Torah merames, at zveitn inyan, as is anin de gebeirim, that the Torah is actually repeating their name for a side reason, just because people that are strong should be repeated, their name should be more well known, and that it's not unrelated to the bracha, which is the entire context of that parsha and what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. So it's smoother the other way. Thus is nishnegeya dafke to geben zei a bracha, and mentioning their name again is not really necessary exactly when you're giving them a bracha. It's unrelated to the fact that you're giving them a bracha. The other rabbi, to the contrary, thus is mer masim in anod v'usretzach v'eng zeir egen emailus. That would be more fitting if you were trying to describe the greatness of a person, so you mention his name twice to show his importance. But in a bracha, it doesn't really fit in so well that you have to mention his name twice if it's not a part of the bracha.
Und ab dem zweiten Yisrein, and it's this second point, is Rashi Madgish, mit dem was er bringt dem Sifri. That's what he's trying to emphasize by bringing the Sifri. Und als Sifri Shaninu ba Bezeis HaBracha, and mentioning that this Sifri is written on the Bezeis HaBracha, K'may B'Gemara Sholanu, as it is in our Gemara. That they have the same opinion as our Gemara. Hayayis as dosh state in the Bezeis HaBracha. What he's trying to say is that since the Sifri is written in the Bezeis HaBracha, it's written in the context of a Bracha. Is mistaber as oich the kefil Hashem is an inyan from Bracha. So it would make more sense to say that the repetition of the name is a part of the Bracha. In other words, that it's the weaker ones that he repeated their name. Geshem, wie in der erste zwei Pirushim is Rashi matin dem chilik. And just like in the other two Pirushim, Rashi explains, he gives an insight into the reason that there are, each one gives their opinion by describing who it was that said it, from where it came, from Eretz Yisrael or B'Gemara Bavlo Shalanu, by which he brings out the method by which they each learned, which is the reason why they go with the approach that they do on this subject too. In the same way he adds the word bebraise, that is found in a braise of Sifri. What is that at? Ali yonav ashtein in the braise nemzach from the Mishnas. Everything that we find in a braise really has its source in the Mishnah. But there's a difference between a Mishnah and a braise. As in the Mishnah is this bekitzer beremes, in a Mishnah it's written very briefly, concisely. Dover kotzer bekayil inyanim rabin, a short words which include many details. And in the Braise is das mefurish barichus ubepratius. In the Braise it's all spelled out fully, it's all explained. That's why the Gemara often says, when it's trying to struggle with a Mishnah, what is he trying to say? Finds a source in a Braise which gives a more elaborate explanation about what the Mishnah is saying. And the mit is Rashi meramis, and through this Rashi is cluing us in, as the derech hasidur in Braise barichus is masber matem. Those was the Braise the Sifri learned in the Gemara Bavlis, with the Gemara Bavlis. That since it's a Braise in Sifri, that's why it aligns itself with the way that the Gemara Bavlis learns. That the ones that Moshe repeated their names are the weaker ones, the canal, as we mentioned before, as we explained before, as Moshe Rabbeinu had meirich given the kofel given shmeis achaloshim, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke more elaborately in his bracha and repeated the names of the weaker ones b'chtei l'chaskum alagbirim, in order to make them a part of a stronger bracha, which is how the Bavli would have done it, and that's why the Braise does it that way too. Afal the kinet is does b'pashasenu atzveit pirush. Even so, in our parsha, Rashi chooses this as the second pshat, not as the first pshat. For a mader yisrim from tzveitin pirush is beikav shayach dort v'seretzach vegen bracha. Because when we're talking within the parsha of the bracha, when we're talking in the context of the bracha, so then it flows smoothly that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated their name in order to make them part of a stronger bracha. In the Zaysa bracha, Mashenkin l'pshutu shol mikra b'parsha seinu. But according to the simple reading of our parsha, hot mer or the yisrin in the ershten pirush kanal, the first pshat lends itself more to Pshuto Shel Mikra here, as we said before, because that makes them to a group of five. There is there the distinct group of five, which lends itself more to the way things are formulated in this parsha.